CNN can project that Ted Cruz is the winner of the Kansas Republican presidential caucuses. Ted Cruz.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz was the clear choice of Kansas Republicans when they caucused last March. Donald Trump finished a distant second. On the other side of the ballot, Kansas Democrats gave Bernie Sanders one of his biggest primary victories, a 68-32% drubbing of Hillary Clinton.
It was a little wild. There's like chanting going on.
That's former Bernie backer Hannah Figgs Hoard talking about the caucus she attended in Topeka, where Sanders supporters literally overwhelmed Clinton's.
They had to move the Hillary supporters into another part of the building because there were still people coming in for Bernie. It was an incredible experience. I loved it, but, you know.
Hannah says she knew at the time that Sanders probably wasn't going to win the nomination. But with a little help, she was able to move on pretty quickly.
I had a lot of mentors who support Hillary and would give me a hard time all the time. You know, women in my life who I look up to.
Republican Nicholas Reinecker of Inman relied on a different kind of guidance. He prayed about it. Stopping by the Republican booth at the Kansas State Fair, he said he had supported Cruz for the nomination, but is now backing Trump.
I tell people I'm a Christian, a husband, a father, and then a registered Republican. So I'm supporting Donald Trump and Mike Pence for this.
Political scientists have a name for that. They call it motivated reasoning. It's how voters rationalize their support for one candidate over another or transition to someone who wasn't their first choice. Beth Von Ami teaches at UMKC and does research into the psychology of voters.
Something that often happens very automatic that, you know, I'm a Republican, he's the nominee, so how can I sort of make my peace with this situation? And the easiest way to do that is to reprioritize the issues that are important to me.
For evangelical voters like Reinecker, Von Ami says that could mean overlooking Trump's previous support for abortion rights, based on his more recent promise to appoint a conservative justice to the U.S. Supreme Court. The power of partisanship is also why Democrats dismiss concerns about Clinton's emails, and why many Republicans are willing to pass off Trump's confession of aggressive sexual behavior as locker room talk.
Individuals dismiss scandalous information if it's inconsistent with their preferences. And I think you see that on both sides this time around.
That propensity was on full display recently when Kansas 3rd District Republican Chair Vicky Scalaro, once a Cruz supporter, found herself on CNN digging into the Bible to find a defense of Trump.
Is it okay that a man who wants to be the president of the free world is bragging and admits to it, and yes, he's apologized
to sexual assault? That's wrong. Okay. Yes, but that is wrong, absolutely. But here's the thing, he's not running to be the Pope. Look at the culture of our country. Everybody knew he had strip clubs, but still the millions of people chose him to be the nominee. I mean, this is the kind of person that needs to lead our country. God can use anybody. He used the harlots.
There are limits though. It takes a lot, but events can eventually sap a voter's motivation for sticking with a candidate. On the national level, polls suggest that's happening with Trump, like it already has here in Kansas with Republican Governor Sam Brownback. That combination could spell trouble for Kansas Republicans in down-ballot races, particularly incumbents tied to Brownback's policies on schools, taxes, and highways. That's what Sherry Mosier of Hutchinson was hearing when she volunteered at the Democratic Party booth on the last day of the state fair.
Maybe they're not with us at the federal level, but they are with us at the state level. Brownback has a very low rating with most people.
Including, Mosier says, with Republicans, who stopped by to say they were thinking about voting for at least some Democrats in state legislative races. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.